Hey everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the 8-Bit Bits presented by 8-Bit Geek. We're going to review a little bit of Battlefront, my time so far in it. I have not soaked a ton of hours into it, but I definitely have enough to give you a feel for it. If you don't own this game already, you should. I think you should. It lacks a single-player component, which a lot of people were upset about, and rightly so. This game can function, and it's so beautiful, and it would lend itself so well to a single-player campaign. It is absolutely gorgeous, and the set pieces that they have built would absolutely be phenomenal. My wish, my true wish, is that some modder will come along and make a single-player component for this with story and everything. It's a shame, too, because they really have, in the trailers that they set up, they really put you in your mindset. They really put you in a place to think that there's a single player component, but all the story elements that they do have is more or less for the offline content. You know, the co-op, the survival stuff, and so. But it gives you a glimpse of exactly how fucking wonderful a single player game would be, and I think they missed a huge opportunity there. I just hope that in the future, they build a component into it. And they probably won't, because they said that they're focused on multiplayer. But they also said that they're going to be building more games. And hopefully this engine lends itself to it. I wouldn't fucking care if they used the same engine and just did a single player game with every asset that they used in Battlefront. I'm okay with that. I will spend $60 on that, as long as the story is cool. Because I just think that it would be so much fun. I sat in the game looking at all these set pieces and all these levels, and I'm in awe. I'm in true awe of how spectacular this game looks. And so I'm playing it on the PC. I know that Kevin and Doug from the 8-Bit Geek are playing it on the PS4. They have equally said that the PS4 looks gorgeous, and the PC version obviously is going to look just splendid on the eyes. You're going to love it. So one thing I can say about this game is that they have done a spectacular job of making you feel like you're in the Star Wars universe. It truly captures the essence of what Star Wars is, and it makes you feel like you're a part of it. You feel like you're fighting for something, for someone. And that's really special when you can capture that in a game, I think. Now, the gameplay itself is really refined. They spent a lot of time fine-tuning this. The gunplay feels really, really great. It's not as deep as, say, a Call of Duty, because of the fact that it doesn't matter if you're shooting from the hip or shooting down the scope. You're still going to have the same accuracy, so they don't put a lot of difference in that. But what they did do was they made it feel like an older Battlefront, and so that's not a bad thing. You know, you can choose first person or third person perspectives, and it feels great. It's more arcadey, you know, than a competitive shooter, but that's what they wanted it to be. They just wanted you to get in, have some fun, get with some friends. Now, I will say that the balance on the guns, they're really good, just not your thermal detonators. Everybody right now with the star cards, you can equip two grenades at a time, and people are just spamming the shit out of them. So it really kind of diminishes the whole battle thing when you just run somewhere and you see a red blinking light and you know, oh shit, well, I'm going to die now, even though I'm 30 fucking yards away, because the splash damage area is just so large. You just feel like you're going to hit by it. It's not fun. But what are you going to do? Hopefully in an update, they change that and they update that. Other than that, everything feels solid. Everything feels good. Some people are complaining that there's not enough difference between the guns, and there's not enough guns. It's just the rate of fire is different or whatnot. I haven't had any complaints about it. I've just been enjoying them. They're fine with me. But everybody's different. So if you have a difference of opinion, you know, let me know what you think of it. But I've really enjoyed it. That's one thing that I learned early on. I didn't know about the hip fire just being the same. And I was aiming down the sights and I kept dying. And I'm like, why? Why do I keep dying all the time so fast? That split second it takes you to raise your sights and look down a scope is the time it takes for them just to fire and hit you and you know, the enemy to kill you. So that's something, that's a little tip for you, is just don't use the scope unless you have to shoot far away. And I think you'll start to get a lot better. You'll start to see your kill death ratio start to even out if you're having a difficult time. So there is a lack of voice support in the game, which is another miss. I mean, I feel like if you spend years building a video game, you probably, if you're not adding a single player component and your focus is multiplayer and the community, you should probably support voice chat functions in the lobby and with your teammates. It's kind of hard to organize but they said, oh, well, you know, third party programs are out there for that and blah, blah, blah. But it's something feels empty. It feels missing, you know? But let's see, what else we got? Let's talk a little bit about the game modes here. We've got everything from a 40-player battle to 8-player smaller battle. I mean, the map sizes, before we get into the game modes, I will say the map sizes are ginormous, some of them. So when you do play an 8-player battle, some of them just don't... I mean, you're fucking looking forever for somebody. They do have a smaller map, which is phenomenal. I forgot where it's at. It's got to be on Tatooine. And it's like a cargo hold, or, you know, the ship takes off. I forgot the name of it, but that's a fantastic map because of how small it is. And you really feel like the battle is there and intense, and it's a lot of fun. But other than that, you got, let's get onto the game modes. You got Fighter Squadron, where it takes you into the sky and you can battle with other players with X-Wings, TIE Fighters, Millennium Falcon, all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. That I found to be a good mode. And everything seemed balanced. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I could take away from most of these modes, is that everything is really balanced. Supremacy is Rebels, Imperials fight for control over 5 key points. So think of Call of Duty's... oh, what's it called? I can't think of the name now. I'm doing that. Oh, shit. I was just talking about this, too. See, this is where it helps to have somebody else come in, because they would know. It's difficult to rack right off the top of the head. But anyways, it's like... so you play 40 players, 20 on 20. It's large-scale battles, and you push the other opponent off the map. And so if you claim all the points, then, of course, you win. So that's pretty fun. Cargo, a tug-of-war, kind of like pretty much capture the flag. So cargo is capture the flag. I've never been a huge capture the flag player, so I haven't played that much. Droid Run is supposed to be a lot of fun. It didn't end up being that way when I tried it. You're supposed to capture 3 power droids, and then the game's over, but it's really difficult to capture them, and each match goes the full time limit, and so it's kind of dull. I'm not a fan. Walker Assault. That's the one everybody played in the beta on Hoth. A lot of fun on that to protect your walkers, utilize their mighty weaponry, all that good stuff. Blast is a team deathmatch mode, which I find very, very fun. I really enjoy that. That's one of my favorite modes when I'm playing a first-person shooter, especially in Call of Duty. And it carries over here. It's still a blast. Get it? Drop Zone is my all-time favorite mode in this game. It is you have to defend the escape pods. They come crashing down onto the planet's surface. It's 8-on-8. It is frantic. It is fun. It is my favorite in this game so far. Heroes versus Villains. This is another fun one I tried out, and you can really rack up the points here. You can literally get, you know, at least 7,000 XP in this mode just because you're just mowing down people. A lot of fun with that, and it'll take you about probably It'll probably take you about 20 minutes to get through because there's five rounds and you have to score 5 points. So, and each mode is, you know, it's 5 minutes. So, and then Hero Hunt, I didn't find fun at all. It's essentially you kill the hero. Whoever kills the hero gets to be the hero, and then you get to mow down opponents. Not so much fun when you keep dying every 5 seconds because the hero is so OP, which it's supposed to be that way, but it's just not my cup of tea. So, other than that, I will let's get to a rating. I would probably rate this game a 4 out of 5, and it does not get a perfect 5 out of 5 because of the fact that it is missing that single player component and it is missing that that voice chat. I think both of those hurt the game and drop it a little bit. Other than that, it is a fantastic game. If you're into multiplayers, if you're into shooters, I highly suggest getting it. The DLC is going to be pretty substantial. They're doing 16 maps. They're doing, so you'll get 4 each one. For season pass is $50. So you're paying for the maps, essentially. I mean, everything else, you get a little emote. Who gives a shit about an emote? Ooh. Nobody's using those in-game. And you're getting new guns, new weapons, you know, that sort of thing. So I'll see you in-game. Look me up on Steam. Anthem 182, you can hit me up, and on Origin it's Darth_Anthem. We can have some fun, play some multiplayer together, and check out the 8-Bit Geek for all of your geek news. We have a new episode every Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in.